Hey, Pesky Auto Repair. I hear these guys are good fellas.
Why are you here? What are you doing here?
Hey, my car's making a funny noise, and,
What do you mean, funny? I don't understand funny. What, like, I amuse you? Like, this is a funny place? Funny like a clown? What do you mean, funny? What?
What are you doing?
Tell me.
How much is this gonna cost me?
What do you mean, how much is it gonna cost you? What do you mean? What are you doing? Embarrass me in front of my mechanics? What's wrong with you? Get out of here. Leave the keys and get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of my shop right now. Get out of here. I'll get back with you.
When it comes to auto and truck repair, not everyone you deal with is a good fella. At Perfection Auto Works, we take car repair very seriously. From your brakes, belts, and hoses to funny noises under the hood. 323-8650 and PerfectionAutoWorks.com.
El Salvador accepts Bitcoin as legal tender. Facebook releases smart glasses. Whole Foods starts starting up the Just Walk Out service. And how do you know if your computer is infected with a virus? All that and more next on the Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Hello, Tucson and the podcast world. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show, your headquarters for scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. This is episode 61. I am Aaron Moss, your host. Good, thanks for tuning in with us every Saturday. We post all of our shows and bonus content on ComputerDoctorShow.com. Again, ComputerDoctorShow.com. Our open lines, 520-790-2040. Feel free to call in anytime with your comments and questions. We can take your calls live on the air. Co-hosting today is Chris from the Cassia Unscrewed Theater. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Aaron.
It's always nice having you here today.
Thanks.
On the show ever, promoting yourself. And also, we also want to thank our other sponsor, Perfection Auto Works, near Speedway and Craycroft. They have a free 26-point inspection and truly the best in Tucson. So go see those folks over there at Perfection Auto Works. Today, we're also remembering a dark day in this country. My hearts and prayers go out to surviving victims, families, and friends of the 9-1-1 attacks happening 20 years ago today. What more can be said than terrorism is happening on a cyber side in our day, and that's why we must all be better informed of navigating and dealing with an online world. And I'm sure everyone listening in will agree with that. So that's one of the reasons why we do this show, to protect people.
True. Be aware and never forget.
And so we're going to take a break from the regular news that you may have heard earlier today and get into some of the tech news that's happening this week. El Salvador, the country of El Salvador, is accepting and adopting Bitcoin as legal tender. It is the first country in the world to adopt Bitcoin as a regular tender. And as part of the promotion and getting this kicked off is the El Salvadorian government is giving away $30 in Bitcoin, not 30 Bitcoin, which is
a big difference,
which is almost close to $1 million for like 30 of them.
Wow, I would call that an incentive, though.
That would be, but it's only $30 worth of Bitcoin, which is probably 0.0000075 something, you know.
Yeah, it's a very small portion of an actual Bitcoin.
Yeah, so there's lots of preceding zeros on that one.
Yeah.
Now, if all these Bitcoin, if these $30 in Bitcoin is probably possibly going out to maybe thousands of people in El Salvador, kind of wondering what that might do to the Bitcoin value. We noticed that this actually was announced and became active on September 7th, which was just 4 days ago.
Okay.
And we noticed that there was a drop in the Bitcoin value on September 6th, dropped about $5,000 per Bitcoin. Bitcoin historically has topped out. It was at $63,000 at its very highest back on April 4th of 2021. And currently it's about $45,000 for one Bitcoin.
Wow, if I would have only known or had a time machine.
Well, now might be the time. I think this is becoming one of those things that are just tried and tested. It's held up to the scrutiny of a real tender, and people trust it. People are investing in it, and it's trustworthy.
In El Salvador, it is.
Well, it's law now.
Well, yeah, Salvador. and that's the point, because it's a global currency, right? There's no borders, nothing to kind of get in the way. So when you talk about if it's being accepted as legal tender in one country, then maybe the global value will be affected by it.
More and more countries are starting to do that. As a matter of fact, when I looked, if you were to Google the phrase, is there an international currency? And the answer is obviously no, there is no international currency as it stands right now. But there are some heavy players when it comes to currency. The U.S. dollar is a major player. And a lot of the countries might be turning to their own cryptocurrency. There might be a United States cryptocurrency. We don't know what the name is. Lots of the different banks will be adopting their own cryptocurrency. Oh. MasterCard is on cryptocurrency. PayPal is on cryptocurrency. So where is this going to ultimately be? There's got to be some sort of international cryptocurrency, and it's just a matter of time. It might be Bitcoin. Bitcoin seems to be the most respected right now, so it just might well be an international currency.
There you go. I'm going to wait for a Whataburger coin.
Or In-N-Out coin.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
I'll invest in that.
I'm sure Tom will also. He loves that place.
Double.
There we go. Facebook releases smart glasses. So there is a company called Ray-Ban. They make these sunglasses.
Oh, I've heard of them.
Ray-Ban, they've been around for a while. So they've partnered up with Facebook, and they've added some technology into this new line of glasses. And they're called the Ray-Ban Stories. Ray-Ban Stories. So if you get the idea of it, these are glasses that you can tell video stories with and photograph stories with. So it has a technology inside of them. So they have mics, cameras, and speakers in these glasses.
Oh, fancy.
And it's kind of like, when you saw the movie, some movie with Tom Cruise where he has those glasses and has the camera in the glass. I forget the name.
Was it Mission Impossible?
Mission Impossible. Thank you.
All right.
Remember how they had that camera in the bridge?
Yeah.
But this is kind of like the same thing, but the camera is not in the bridge. The camera is in like the corners.
Okay.
So it's more like closer to where the piece that goes over your ear is. So it's going to be closer to those. And it can pick up sound. It can take video.
Wow!
So in the future, if you're sitting with somebody or you're interacting with somebody, and they touch their glasses, almost like pushing a button like this, you just might be being videoed right at that moment.
My goodness! Talk about candid camera. No, I was just adjusting my glasses.
And then you see your conversation on social media.
Yeah,
in
exactly.
A couple of hours, right? So so that they won't be confused as spy glasses, what they did was they put this little LED light on the glasses when it's video recording. So if you're sitting with somebody that has a light.
There's a big little blinking light
it's a solid white light
that's
on the glasses. If you see a solid white light with somebody wearing glasses that's talking to you, you might be being video recorded.
I see. No, that's just a fashion accessory.
So obviously the main reason why they are doing this is because they want the users of Facebook to produce more robust content. They want more interesting video. And the nice thing about these glasses is you don't need your phone. You're not holding a phone.
Right.
You're just interacting. You have two free hands. It's point of view. So whatever you see, that's what the glasses see. And they can be live streamed. You can take pictures with them. And the idea is that it will basically free up and give you a more interesting content obviously, to put onto Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure that Facebook is so grateful that we're going to be providing them so much video content. They're giving these away for free.
$300. $300 to acquire these. You can go onto the Ray-Ban website and take a look at those. Now, I already started thinking that there must be some conspiracy theorists out there saying that it's just more cameras for the government to access.
Right. Well, there's just more cameras, period.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about Ray-Ban and Tom Cruise. You brought both of them up. Mm-hmm. And so it makes me think that these glasses are going to be possibly some risky business.
Well, how many more of these Tom Cruise movies can we get in these conversations? I don't know. But Facebook seems to be releasing products just like a tech company now. So they might be up against Microsoft and
Apple.
Same stuff. We're just waiting for a big merger or something big to happen there.
Or a takeover.
So Zuckerberg is very busy,
Always.
Lots of these companies, they want to take over the world. Who knows? Also, Whole Foods is starting up the Just Walk Out service. So this is a service where you do your shopping. Okay. You walk into the store.
Right.
Now, you might have to open up your Amazon app on your phone and open up the QR code and have it scanned as you walk in.
Okay.
Once you scan in, it's pretty much a free-for-all. It may feel like a free-for-all.
You could just
start grabbing things off the shelf and then walk out.
Wow.
Completely bypassing the... Now, there will be cashiers at the Whole Foods still for
right.
people that...
If you want to actually pay cash
right.
or credit.
Yes. And for people that are not tech savvy, if they just want to go in and pay for their groceries with cash, like a caveman.
Yeah. Right. Cash. Maybe they want to write a check.
Oh my goodness! That writing a check
without a carbon copy.
I remember the days where I was go shopping with my mom. She'd write a check for groceries.
So I mean, I had to remember that actually Amazon owns Whole Foods.
They do.
So they're incorporated.
They are incorporated, and they're doing a lot of stuff together. Now, Amazon is not new with the walkout technology. They did introduce Amazon Go, which is a sort of like a small corner store kind of development. And they introduced this about 5 years ago. Okay, so this is not a new technology, but it might come to Tucson next year. But we're going to have to see about that. We're going to take our midway commercial break. Up next, we're going to show you how you can know if your computer is infected with a virus and some tech anniversaries. You're listening to the Computer Doctor Show. Stay tuned.
Picks me up in a police car.
Jake, I got it at auction for next to nothing.
Perfect.
Jake, there's hope. It's Perfection Auto Works.
Hey, the band's back together.
We're on a mission from God. Mike is a cop motor, a 440 cubic inch plant. It has cop tires, cop suspension, and cop shocks. It's a model made before catalytic converters. Can you fix it?
Hey, no problem. Just give me the keys.
Fix a cigarette lighter.
All fixed.
Go get him, guys.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the Blues Brothers.
We want to give a shout out to Perfection Auto Works. Without them, we wouldn't be here tonight.
Hey, thanks, guys. Don't get the blues when it comes to auto repair. No matter what mission you're on, Perfection Auto Works is going to get you there. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Rubber biscuit.
Ugly Goose Car Rental is new in Tucson, providing a low-cost auto rental alternative for just $100 per week. The only catch? The cars are ugly, but very safe and reliable to get you to work, school, shopping, and all your important appointments. To reserve your $100 a week car rental, call Ugly Goose Car Rental at 520-261-0439. Again, 520-261-0439.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. I'm Aaron Moss, your host, along with Chris from the co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater.
Hello.
Before we get into our next segment, Chris, what can you tell us about the Unscrewed Theater?
Well, I can tell you that Unscrewed Theater has a chock full of improv schedule this month. We are open for in-person performances. In addition to that, we also have live stream performances, so you can join us in person. You would need to wear a mask during the performance, or you can join us from anywhere by buying a virtual ticket. It's all available on our website, which is unscrewedtheater.org. And tonight, we have three improv shows. Mm. We have a return of our Unscrewed Family Hour, where our house team Comic Chaos is going to provide an improvised comic book that is fun for the whole family. It doesn't matter how old you are. It is age appropriate and definitely fun for people who love comic books and comic book movies. Mm-hmm. And then we have two other improv shows, a family-friendly show at 7:30 and an uncensored show at 9 o'clock. All that information is on our website.
All right. So online or in-person, Unscrewed Theater. Very good. Here are some tech and science anniversaries. We have quite a few. So September 9th, 1945, it was the first bug that was ever found in a computer system. And the reason
was
why...
Was it a cockroach?
Well, interestingly enough, it was a moth.
Oh.
It was an actual bug.
Oh.
A real tangible bug that worked its way...
Like an insect.
An insect, yep. That was actually found in... It was actually blocking two contacts, and it was messing with the program of the user. And when they were trying to find out why it kept on giving garbage out, they looked at the system, and they found a moth in there. And they had to take the bug out of the computer, and hence the phrase, first getting...
A computer bug.
Working the bugs out, you know.
Wow.
That's how, that actually, I was surprised to find that. I thought it was just like a bug or just like a little malfunction or something.
Right.
But that's how that started. It actually started with an actual bug.
Literally.
Literally. Also, September 9th, 1976, 45 years ago, JVC releases the first VHS VCR. So the VCR.
45 years ago?
45 years ago. Now, we didn't get our first VCR until I was, in probably maybe about 9 or 10.
Right.
And I remember the very first movie that we watched on the VCR. It was a Charlie Brown special. It was a cartoon.
Okay.
And I don't remember the name of it, but I just remember that Snoopy was... doing his helicopter thing, and that was the first thing. And we said, it was so cool. We could watch something on TV and then watch it again.
Yeah, and then again, and again, and again. And I 45 years ago, I mean, I think those VHS or VCRs were like $1,000.
Close to it.
In that.
And I don't think anybody has ever figured out how to program one yet.
So there's still millions that are flashing 12 o'clock.
Yep. September 11th, 2001, we know of that as being the terrorist attacks, but yes. It was also the 1992, 29 years ago, the Atari 2600 was released. So that's a video game system that lots of other video game systems were based on. That was like the base of the improvement.
Right.
There were video game systems before that, but the Atari 2600, 5600, and 7800 series, those were the ones that really kind of pushed video game systems and consoles to what they are today.
Right. They broke home gaming wide open.
Those were the milestones. Also, which brings us to the next one, 1985, 36 years ago, the original Super Mario Brothers was released.
Wow.
That was September 13th, 1985. And also on September 15th, coming up in 1997, 24 years ago, Google.com was registered as a domain 24 years ago.
Oh, wow. All okay. Right.
Lots of fun things happening with that. But I did want to take a few moments and get into our Back to Basics series. And this is a question that has come into the Computer Doctor Show. It's a very straightforward question. How do you know if your computer has a virus or not? This is an interesting question because you would assume that it's only running slow. If your computer is running slow, that must mean that it has a virus, okay?
That's definitely an indication.
An indication. So we compiled a list of some of these things that may key you in that you might just have a virus. Now, this is different from being hacked. There's a difference between having a virus in your computer versus getting hacked. Hacked means that somebody else has gained access to your computer. But this is just your computer malfunctioning or something is in the computer that's making it not work correctly. So that first indicator is...
Maybe like a moth?
A moth is not a virus, believe it or not.
Well, that's true. And so my question is, was there an actual, did they have to give a computer antibiotics?
An antivirus would be the electronic way of saying that. So so not a bug, because a bug would indicate that there is a problem with the way that the program was written. So if someone says that the computer has a bug in it, that has nothing to do with something that can be removed. You can't really remove the bug unless you had some sort of involvement with its programming or development. That's okay. Something usually that the manufacturer or the program the programmers of the product that you're actually using on the computer would actually have to fix.
Got it.
One is your computer can be very slow, or your computer reboots unexpectedly. You can be working on the computer and bam, all of a sudden
just
it shuts
restarts.
Off. Restarts or shuts off. That's another indicator of a virus that may need some attention. Also, if settings start changing, so if you may go on your browser and normally, let's say that you like using Google as your browser, but all of a sudden your search results are now of this other search engine.
Okay.
It could have turned to Yahoo or to some other thing that might be connected with a supposed antivirus browser.
Okay.
Okay. So make sure that when you do your searches on your browser that the search results kind of look the same every time. You should know what search results look like. You know the format, the form, and what would be on the sides, things like that. So if it starts looking different, you may have a virus. Also, if you have if you're trying to go to a website and you keep getting redirected to different websites, that could also be another thing.
Okay.
Okay. If you start If files start disappearing from your computer, from your desktop, files are deleting from your documents, from your downloads, from your pictures. If things just start spontaneously disappearing, okay, you might want to get that looked at very quickly because eventually it's gonna start removing everything.
Oh boy!
If you're unable to access your usual antivirus programs, like if you try to open it up to do a scan and it won't scan. That's a virus stopping an antivirus from running.
Okay. So
it's protecting itself.
Exactly.
Okay. If you start noticing additional programs that you have not put into the computer, if they start appearing.
Just, yeah, on their own by themselves.
Yep, that's another indicator. Also, any sudden change in free space is also another good indicator. If your hard drive just starts filling up really, really fast and you're not really doing anything, that's also indicator of a virus. If your computer is working really, really hard, if the fan kicks on to high speed or if it gets hot all of a sudden and you're not really doing anything invasive, Okay.
No change, no difference.
That's probably a virus as well.
Okay. Like getting a fever. Like your computer's getting
also when you're getting an unexpected message when you try to reach a website, high memory utilization without any reason, and if you ever find that your antivirus is all of a sudden shut off, those are all reasons why you should call the Computer Doctor of Tucson or try some other way to do a computer virus scan.
Okay.
But before we wrap up, we just want to thank our sponsor, Perfection Auto Works, again. Stop by their location near Speedway Craycroft for your free 26-point inspection. This is episode 61. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. Chris is co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Tom Fairbanks is at the control board. Listen to the Computer Doctor Show every week with new episodes every Saturday. Stay safe. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll talk to you again next week.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Computer Doctor Show. If you missed any part of this live broadcast, we post all our episodes online at computerdoctorshow.com. Remember, the world is getting more and more tech, and so should you. To stay current with technology, listen to the Computer Doctor Show each week for local and global tech insights. If you have suggestions for a topic on a future show, send us an email at info@computerdoctorshow.com.